Yeah, this is my first experience of a local derby, Tyndale Bladon, and speaking to Matty before the game, it was always going to be scrappy, it was always going to be fierce, and yeah, we knew that Bladon wouldn't lie down, and they came out and gave it their all. We got off to a good start away from home. It's a dream start for the away team, but Bladon, they fought and they kept coming at us, and yeah, it wasn't the scoreline possibly flattered our performance.
You're an old hand at this now, Matty. You've played in Tyndale games over the years, and Bladon have come down in a division just like you did a few years ago. Just like you, they're in a rebuilding phase. A lot of players have left, but it was never going to be easy, was it? You must have been delighted with the start. You got three tries in the first half, I think it was. You really sort of put them to the sword in that first half.
Yeah, definitely. We knew we needed to start well, but we sort of eased off after the first couple of tries, and going to half time, I think it was 21-7 up. We said probably should have been a few more up, and we didn't look after the ball enough, so we sort of regrouped at half-time and tried to look after it a bit more. But like Scotty said, Bladon, yeah, they came at us and we knew they would. I don't think we treated them with enough respect, and we said sort of we just expected a few things to happen, but we sorted out and we got a win. It's been a while since we got a win away from home at Bladon, so chuffed.
What do you say at half-time, Scott? So he's obviously delighted to get the win at the end of the day, but that half-time period, it was a little bit difficult because you were ahead on the scoreboard and playing some good rugby, but they were just starting to come back into it.
Whatever I said obviously didn't work. we just talked about being as good as we can be. We know how to play the game and what suits us, and I think it was more Bladon stifled us out. They came hard at the breakdown. They didn't give Matty, who's like a key component in our team, didn't give him much room, and yeah, they did their homework. And it was always going to go that way. I think it was never going to be a runaway score, and it was tough. And when you come there, and every league match, you got to fight for every point, and Bladon did that for the full 80.
Well, you say it wasn't going to be a runaway score, Matty. The boss is saying that, but at the end, once you managed to get through that sticky period when Bladon just tightened everything up, once the game got more fluid again, the gap started appearing. That just a little bit more physicality along the back line just did well for you at the end.
Yeah, definitely. We looked after it. We didn't throw any silly offload. And I think once we made a few busts up the middle, Will Miller, Clark in the centres sort of got us over the gain line. We spread it a bit and ran around some of their big lads, which was what we tried to do in the first half, but couldn't quite do it. So, no, really pleased.
So, bonus point wins 2 weeks in a row, 2 Newcastle wins. Can we keep this going all the way to the end of the season, Scott?
It's all about the double. It's a happy Lawson household if Newcastle can win and Tyndale can win.
Yeah, and a great start. You must be really happy the way things are going.
Yeah, it's been really good. Like, knowing Hoggy, I think Tyndale in the same situation, like you mentioned, that rebuilding phase, and we're probably a year, 18 months down the road further than them, and it's a big transition going from that one to that two, and you lose players and you bring new guys in. But Bladon, I thought, fought really hard today. They came off a really tough result last week, and they did themselves proud. So yeah, we're fortunate we had to probably a little bit more physicality, a little bit more kind of power in the back line, and I thought that the Tyndale forwards did a really good job at what historically is a really good Bladon pack. But now we're good, we understand we still need to work hard, and we're looking to build what we've done in the last 18 months, and we're looking up the league now, which to 10 points in 2 games, it's absolutely brilliant.